Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Thousands of movie lovers and filmmakers from around the world will soon be hitting the shores of one of our state's historic coastal towns for an annual event that the Southeast Tourism Society recently rated as one of their top picks. Ron Tucker is executive director of the 12th Annual Beaufort International Film Festival, which begins February 21st. He joins us now by phone. Ron, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
For our listeners not familiar with this now, in my opinion, quite famous festival, tell us about it.
As you said, it's our 12th annual festival. We began in 2007. Each year has gotten a little bigger. Last year we had a little over 12,000 people in attendance from 37 states and four countries. So who knows what 2018 is going to bring.
Well, I know one thing that it's bringing is you have a new award this year.
We do. We have the Pat Conroy Lifetime Achievement Award, which will be presented to Dale Dye, a combat veteran of Vietnam, and he's the military advisor to the stars. A lot of folks refer to him as the drill instructor to the stars, and he's an author and an actor, and he actually turned Hollywood around as far as how they portray military men and women in film. We're happy to have him.
Tell us about the films that are coming this year from all over the world.
We screened over 300 entries this year from about 26 countries, and we narrowed that down to about 45 total features and documentaries. We split the docs this year into short docs and long docs, and of course we have our animation and student films and screenplays as we have in the past.
Share with us a couple of the features first that caught your eye.
We're only going to screen four features as opposed to about seven last year. One is from France. It's called Love is Dead. The director, Eric Capitain, is scheduled to be with us, we hope. And it's a comedy, and it's kind of a quirky kind of a love story. And it's subtitled in French. We have one called I Am Still Here, which is quite the opposite of that one. It's about children's sex trafficking. It's a heavy watch. It's tough to watch, but it's a very topical subject, and I think audiences will be quite amazed as to what went into making that.
Well, Ron, I know every year, even though you've got so much happening from so many films being submitted from around the world, you also have some from South Carolina that make the cut.
We sure do. We have Catch and Kill from director Jeffrey Gunn. Jeffrey has been with us before. He's from Greenville, South Carolina, and we have some newcomers coming to us from Fort Mill, South Carolina, which will be a world premiere for the short film called Expectant.
Another unique feature of the Beaufort Film Festival is that you do a screenwriting competition.
We sure do. Each year we have screenwriters submit their screenplays from which we select, or actually they select, about five pages that can be acted out on stage. And this year we're going to do the same. We've selected seven screenplays, same format as in the past, but it's quite a treat for those who write screenplays and they've never seen their screenplay come to life on stage.
Well, Ron, as the executive director of this festival, walk us through the challenges that you face in putting all this together each year.
Well, we get so many films from all over the world, and over the years, the films have gotten better and better and better, so the toughest thing is selecting the best of the best, because now the films that we received a few years ago probably would have made it into the festival, but now the competition is really tough, and so it's really hard to come up with the best ones from that many entries from around the world. So that's a big challenge, and we know that some good films get left on the cutting room floor.
Well, Ron, give us the dates, place for the Beaufort International Film Festival.
The dates for the festival this year are February 21st to the 25th. All the screens will take place at the University of South Carolina Beaufort Center for the Arts, and our opening ceremony will be at Tabby Place in Beaufort. And we're looking forward to another great festival. We hope we'll have many newcomers and many returnees, and Beaufort's awaiting on them.
Ron, thank you so much for your time today. Ron Tucker is the executive director of the 12th Annual Beaufort International Film Festival. We will have a link to the event posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.